This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host for today, Reema Tendulkar, and we've woken up to good global cues. There is a possibility that the US-Iran war will not escalate. Donald Trump's comments overnight appeared to be placatory. They're looking at imposing economic sanctions on Iran, but not perhaps up the military ante in terms of a retaliation. So Wall Street ended higher. It was a gain of close to about 160 points on Dow. That's up about 0.6% by the close of trade. But remember, Dow was up close to about 300 points at one point of time. So it did slip from the top of the day, and that was on the back of reports of blasts in Baghdad. Asian markets too have opened higher on hopes of de-escalation. Brent crude prices have seen a very sharp fall as Trump decides to stand down in its fight with Iran. So Brent is nearly at $65 per barrel mark. The SGX Nifty, consequently, given the decline in crude prices as well as the green that you can see in the global markets, is indicating a strong start. The Nifty is currently up about 96 points from the lows of 11,930 that we had yesterday. And the good part is mid-caps were outperforming a tad bit. So that is a trend that you would like to see in today's trade. We also have the weekly options expiry. The FI sold in the markets yesterday, so 515 crore by way of selling in cash. The DIIs, however, offset that by buying 748 crores. The big triggers will be Infosys numbers that will be out tomorrow post-market hours, closer to 4:30. So markets will react only in Monday's trade, and plus all the pre-budget news flow. A few stocks you should keep on your radar: Bharti Airtel, where the company has announced a $2 billion QIP. They've launched it, a $1 billion FCCB. The floor price has been set at about a 5% discount to where the stock closed yesterday. Crude prices declined. That should be positive for oil marketing companies, paints, which use crude as a derivative, as well as aviation. Banks are also expected to gain on lower crude prices. Sedbam Engineering is on our radar as the India InvIT Trust has decided to raise funds via a preferential issue for Alembic Pharma. No observations issued to Allure Derma, which is a 60-40 JV between Alembic Pharma and Orbicular Pharma. In an interesting move, State Bank of India has said that they will be launching a residential builder finance scheme, which means that if a builder delays OC, does not get the OC, delays the construction beyond a stipulated time, then the banks will stand for full guarantee. This is right now launched in collaboration with Suntech for a few of the affordable housing projects, but that will be an interesting way to see if that results in a pickup in the real estate market. And Adani Ports and Adani Transmission could see some green today, as we have seen the promoters release part of their pledge. On the whole, it should be a good day. Let's hope that there is a top-down gain in the markets. You guys have a great trading day. This market podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.